May God bless you. And I want to introduce you to my wife, Carleen Campbell.
Thank you, Johnny. I stand this morning before my Savior to say thank you.
Yes.
This morning, and I'm a child of His.
Yes.
I do thank Him for my husband, and I even hate to take up the time that he could be preaching to you and reading and studying the Scriptures with you this morning, but I just want to take this time. I always think of the time that maybe the tongue may lie silent in the grave, and it might not be able to praise my Lord. And so this morning, if I could go out over the airways this morning, may I say praise and glory and honor to a holy God and a loving Savior this morning. And I thank Him this morning that He's my Savior.
Amen.
I was thinking over there this morning when Johnny was talking about how that I was his friend. And I thank Him this morning that He's my best friend too. But you know, God said that Abraham was his friend, you know, and I want to be a friend to the Lord this morning.
That's
too.
Right. Amen.
So just a few minutes just to tell you a little bit about me.
I'm
thankful this morning. Like I say, my husband's a Baptist preacher.
Yes.
We're proud of that this morning. We're proud that God called him into the ministry.
Yes.
Not of anything of us to do, but
no,
just
right.
a little bit that we might
that's
could
right.
do for him.
Amen, Carly.
But I just want to tell you a little bit. You know, I was raised up in a good home.
Yes.
Right. I was carried to church. And
yes.
At one time in my life, felt that God dealt with me and went forward and was baptized and all that. But, you know, there was things that wasn't right in my life, and I didn't understand it until later on down the road when after Johnny got saved and I began to watch him. And I saw how his faith in the Lord and mine was wavering. I never had that kind of faith, you know. And so God began to deal with
Amen.
Me, you know. And
yes.
so
right.
over a weekend, an extension of time, God really dealt with me strong. And I sat through a Sunday night service. And every time an altar call was given, I didn't want to go, but I didn't know why, because I felt that I was already okay, you know.
Yes.
But one night on a Monday night,
it's
about 12 o'clock.
Yes.
The 25th, 1975.
Yes.
I was sitting on one side of the room, and Johnny was sitting on the other, and I began to try to read and study.
Yes.
And I began to think about old King Nebuchadnezzar, how that he saw that hand on the wall that came out, and it would write, and it would say, "Thou has been weighed in the balances and found wanting."
Yes.
God began to deal with my heart.
Amen, Carly.
And I saw myself as a lost sinner.
Yes.
But not for long.
That's
you
right.
know? Because He's a loving Savior, and He saved me. And He's been so good to me ever since, you know.
Yes.
Gave me a good home. He's gave me my children. I'm proud of my children, my grandchildren. And I love them.
Yes.
And I just would like to ask you just to pray for us.
Amen.
Not for anything that we might do, but that God may be honored and glorified in this vessel that He lives in. Thank you this morning.
Amen. Thank you so much, Carly. Amen. I love you. That was great, too. All right, listen, I really mean this when I said it a minute ago, that she is really my best friend. She's never hindered me one time from ever going to work and traveling up down the highway. Always had my clothes ready, my suitcase packed. Never said a thing whenever I would have to go and get on the road. I know a lot of you fellows might think this is silly up on the side of my voice, but I want to tell you something. I still send her flyers. Whenever I'm on the road, I pick up the phone and call her. So I just want to tell you about the meeting, just tell you I love you, and find out how everything's going. It's not been very very many years ago, just a few years ago, that she had come down with cancer, and looked like it was going to be her time to go on home to be with the Lord. And the Lord knows I went to the Baptist hospital here. I'm so Baptist, amen, I even want to be operated on the Baptist hospital. I went into the Baptist hospital, down on my knees there in the chapel there, and asked God, "God, you know I need her. God, I ask you if you can spare her, leave her here. Lord, you know I can't make it. Lord, I've got to have her with me." And God has done this. And you know, my friends, a lot of you folks know this, and it's up on the side of my voice. You know, after she come out of surgery and had this cancer operation and things like this, whenever I went beside her bed after she awoke and got where she could talk to me, I said, "Baby, is there anything that I can do, anything that you would like to do?" And she said, "Yeah." She said, "I'd like to renew my wedding vows. I'd like to go do them." And we took off right after that. After she had 109 staples in her arm where they took the lymph nodes and stuff out. And we loaded up. Amen. And we took off. And let Brother Johnny tell you something on the side of my voice. I want you to listen, young lady. If you're up on the side of my voice, a young person, you might be dating this old boy. You might be thinking about getting married. But, my friend, you better listen to what Brother Johnny's going to tell you. Listen to what Brother Johnny's going to tell you now. If that person is unsaved, you do not marry him. You don't you don't even gamble that later on down the road that'll happen to you, that'll happen to me, that in your life what might happen to me when my wife thought she was saved and she married a lost person of myself. And I'm going to tell you something, my friend, I want you to know, listen, God knows, I mean, it was a terrible life. You don't never know the nights that I come in that you'd have to wipe the vomit from my face. Go out at night and look for me. Go to bars and pull my three little kids in a wagon up to the bar and ask me to give her $1.25 to buy a gallon of milk so she could give milk to our babies. And I'd say, get out of here. You're embarrassing me before my friends. You'll never know the heartache and the things that you can go through, my friend, but until Jesus Christ comes into your life, until Jesus Christ, you see, she thought she was saved all that time. She thought that she had been born again. She sung in the choir. She would go to church. And she really thought that she was praying for me. But you know what happened? After I got saved and God saved me so good there that night, she began to wonder if she was really saved. And God began to work on her. And God began to work on her and showed her that she was a hell-bent sinner, just a lost church member. Or she thought she was doing a good job raising her children and putting up with me. And God knows that at one time in my life, she did leave me. She went back home to her folks. Everybody said there wasn't no need her to stay with me. There'd never be no help for that old boy right there. An alcoholic at 23 years old, put in a psychiatric ward, and only one person could change my life and fix me up, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'll tell you what, here just recently after she had this cancer operation, and there's a good friend of mine, Jackie Wilburn, don't live very far from me, and he come to our church and preach. And he just done this song, and I dedicated this song to my wife when this song just come out. And I want to play this song. Maybe you're a married person up on the side of my voice, and you're a saved couple. I just renewed some wedding vows to some people yesterday, been married for 25 years. They were just so happy, just as much as in love now as it was when they first got married. And my friend, I dedicated this to her, and then I want to bring you the message. May God bless you, and I hope that maybe you'll enjoy this song as I dedicated my wife after she had to come out of the cancer operation.
The Lord is preparing a city. By His grace, we will live there one day. But if you should go first, oh, the pain and the hurt will be more than my words can convey. I hope I'm not sounding too selfish, 'cause I don't want to leave you alone. But one day we will share all the joy over there in the glory of our heavenly home. If God in His infinite wisdom were to choose, I have to remain. If you go on before, wait on that shore where together we'll be praising His name. It's just a matter of time. One of us will be leaving. A matter of time. Your heaven will see. You are my love. The strength of life's journey. If we can't go together, let the first one see me. You are my love. The strength of life's journey. If we can't go together, let the first one.
I hope you enjoyed that by my good friend Jackie Wilburn on Let the First One Be Me. You see, my friend, a long time ago, after I got saved, me and my wife made a promise to each other that we'd be buried. We wouldn't be buried side by side. We'd be married foot to foot at the rapture of the church, the resurrection. When the Lord raises me out of that ground that day, she'll be the first one that we'll be looking at each other on the way up to meet our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, you up on the side of my voice, if you're a lady there, you got that husband, and maybe he's doing just like I do. I used to do, stay out, stay drunk. Leave her, go get a bottle of milk. Sometimes I'd be gone for 3 weeks and a month at a time. Wouldn't even come back to the house. Just stay on a drunk bench all the time. This week, because I'm getting old now, this week I got my from the Social Security office to get ready to start drawing my Social Security because of my age that I'm getting up to. This week, my wife come by the couch, and I noticed she had a tear in her eye. She said, "Johnny, I want you to look at something." And what she did, she handed me the thing from the Social Security Board that each and every one of us get after you start getting our age before we get 60 years old. They send you out the thing. And when I noticed she was standing there looking at me with a tear in her eye, I said, "What's the matter?" She said, "I want you to look at this." And you know the year that our first child was born, United States government, the Social Security Board says that year I made $131. Many years before that, it wasn't like it was $75. Even after that, there were some years there was nothing made. But the purpose that I told you that is to tell you this. Lady up on the side of my voice, don't you give up on that husband. Don't you give up. Somebody could have given up and walked out on me and left me. But you see, from 1968 on, if you've seen that Social Security card, you see, when God comes into a person's life and he changes him, listen, he will make him a right, upstanding person. He will make him love his children. Your house will become a home. Lady, I bid you, stop fussing. Stop griping at that man. Turn him over to God. Yourself, you might be like Esther in the Old Testament. You might need to get right first before God will save your husband. And while Esther was in her bed asleep at night, God did a work in her husband's life. But my friend, you might be the one that needs to get right first. My friend, how long has it ever been that you knelt down beside that bed and prayed for that husband and said, "God, if you don't save him, God, I don't know what I'm going to do, God, but I'm going to depend on you." And listen, there was many a person give up on me, but that woman that gave that testimony a minute ago, never give up. And I bid you, lady, up on the side of my voice, why don't you do the same thing? I wanted to preach this morning from the 106th Psalm, the 13th verse, where it says, "And they soon forgot God." My friend, I want you to know that's what we've done in America. We have forgot God. We have forgot all about his goodness. We've even forgot, maybe you, lady, up on the side of my voice, maybe you've even forgot to even recognize that God could save that husband of yours. And I tell you what, that man that maybe you don't think that there's no hope for, I'm going to tell you that God can come in his life and save him, and listen, and turn his life around, and listen what Brother John is trying to tell you, and make your house a home, and you can have a love like it has never been, because you can add really love until Christ comes in. And my friend, you said, "Brother John, how did I get it?" The Bible said in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess in thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in that heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. My friend, fall on your face. Trust God. Say, "God, I need you to save me right now. Cleanse my life." Lady, pack up. And listen, if your husband don't go, pack up those children. You get down to the house of God. You serve God. He'll watch your life, and he won't be able to get away from it. Believe me, you're listening to an old sinner that has been down the road. May God bless you the next Sunday, Brother Johnny.